Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 15. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for and then to thank God for it. Let's begin that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that God's joy will be present in our relationships, especially those closest and most precious to us. Let's take about 25 seconds of silence to pray for that joy to be present in our relationships. Our scripture reading today comes from Isaiah 29:13-16. It says, "The Lord says, 'These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules that they've been taught. Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish, the intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. Woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, who sees us? Who will know? You turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, 'You didn't make me'? Can the pot say to the potter, 'You know nothing'?" We'll close today by meditating on the phrase, "Woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, who sees us? Who will know?" Let's take a few moments now to pray that God will expose things done in secret that are meant to harm others. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power that I might not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son. And she will call his name Emmanuel.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Thou day spring come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows burn to fly.
Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.